Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about how children can benefit from participating in sports. And our guest, Dr. Shyla Mergane, back with us, a distinguished psychologist in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. And as we talk with her, I hope you'll join in. Tell us what you've seen your children learn from playing a sport. How have you seen them grow mentally and physically? Love to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. Or you could send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Dr. Shyla Mergane, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Larry.
You know, I was thinking about my daughter, Emily, who's now in college and playing sports in college. But as I looked over her career in grade school and high school and now college, she has played on a golf team, soccer teams, volleyball teams, basketball teams, indoor and outdoor track, cross country, and softball. So she's got, what, 8 or 9, something like, and, you know, forget about skateboard and all that. But those are just team events. And it's a lot. But I thought it was valuable for her. In your mind, what's the value of youth sports?
Oh, I just love that, Larry, and what a inspiration for families. And as you recognize, it can be a bit of a sacrifice financially or certainly time-wise to enroll your children in sports and really expose them to a wide variety of sports from a young age. But as you mentioned, there are benefits to well-being, physical and emotional health, and socially as well. We know during the pandemic, that really had a widespread harmful effect on kids' physical and mental health and well-being. But what was profound is that sports really protected kids from some of that harm. And when we think going forward, that sports has so many advantages. And I'd like to talk about some of them. You know, we could even think about physical health, you know, starting there, that we know that there are benefits to exercise, and kids can be more sedentary behind screens, but sports gets them up moving. It benefits their cardiovascular health, their metabolism. They build strength and mobility. They build a stronger mind-body connection and sense of their body. And I thought one study showed that adolescents who play sports, they slept better, which is so important, but they were 8 times more likely to be physically active at age 24 than those who do not play. So early exposure, early engagement in sports really sets kids up to be athletes for life.
And I think on the mental health side, you may have mentioned that a bit, but I think, and I believe there's evidence that youth sports improves kids' mental health.
Absolutely. You know, you think just that the benefits of exercise, it releases levels of cortisol, the hormone associated with reduces levels of cortisol, the hormone associated with stress. And it also releases endorphins, the feel-good hormones produced by the body, and serotonin as well. So we find that participation in youth sports is linked with lower rates of depression and anxiety, along with reduced risks of suicide and substance abuse. And even one session of physical activity, like one practice, can help reduce stress and anxiety and contribute to feelings of well-being that last for several hours. And we can think about how much stress and pressure our kids are experiencing, and also the uptick in depression and anxiety. And so engagement in sports can really help lower the vulnerability to those symptoms and conditions, but also create just overall well-being and life satisfaction overall.
You know, as I was thinking about Emily's participation and all these, I think a really important thing for her were the friendships, the social connections that she had. And I got to believe that, I mean, for her, it was wonderful to, you know, as she started high school, to be, you know, on a golf team and, you know, running track and so forth.
Absolutely. And there's so much peer pressure, right, especially as we get into middle school and high school. And youth sports really allows kids to be around other kids with similar interests. There's some research that shows kids who participate in sports are less likely to drink or to smoke. And again, I think that's some of that positive peer pressure. Instead, they're involved in a community of shared interests and goals. And we think about, you know, there's so many important life skills. They learn about healthy competition. They learn about teamwork, of supporting one another, around empathy. And all those social skills extend beyond the field or the court or the game into other areas of their lives. I think, you know, sports probably teaches, it really teaches about the game of life, so to speak. And there's just so many advantages to getting kids involved at an early age.
Marta emailed us. Her daughter is 10 years old, having a kind of a hard time dealing with the concept of losing and then accepting criticism from her coach. She plays soccer. And Marta's wondering, how can she talk with her daughter about these hard lessons? It seems like losing is taking away from the enjoyment.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Marta. And I really appreciate you as a parent wanting to support your child to focus more on the fun than the outcome. And sometimes coaches can be more critical. It's certainly an area I focus a lot on in my practice, supporting youth and teens and young kids deal with some of that criticism. So I think of two things. Encouraging your child to have a bit of a filter, that if a coach is saying something hurtful or the opposing team or even a teammate, that they have a bit of a filter. Maybe there's an important nugget there, like a skill they need to develop or problem solving, something that they can implement. But the thing that stings, having them filter that out and really helping your child develop more positive, encouraging self-talk, in a sense, being their own coach. And so you might even practice this. I used to do this pre-COVID when I'd have kids on the basketball court at UW Health, and we would actually put little post-its on them with some of the self-critical things they've heard. And they started to laugh about it, that they didn't take it so seriously when they had the negative phrase and they're wearing it on the post-it dribbling the basketball. And instead they developed more of a positive statement or a mantra or affirmation, like, I'm okay. One of the big things is to drop the mistake. I was watching the show Ted Lasso this week, and he had this analogy of, be like a goldfish. A goldfish doesn't have much of a memory, and they let it go. So think like a goldfish, drop the mistake, and focus on what's next. Like, what can you do next? Instead of dwelling on what just happened, okay, it happened. Maybe you need to problem solve it a bit after the game, but then focus on what's next. Focus, and again, be supportive. And then just secondly, it's so important to focus more on the process and the effort. I think of the growth mindset. The kids have so much potential. A high schooler hasn't peaked in their sport. And so as a parent, you can praise effort, how hard they're working, how hard they tried, what they learned versus the outcome. I think sometimes we get so caught up in, do they win or lose? Do they score or not? What are their stats? And we miss the whole point that, you know, sports are not a game of perfect. There are going to be a lot of mistakes. That's okay. But focus on how you're growing, learning. And any particular game, any particular performance doesn't really mean much about your ability. It's just one moment in time. So I think when kids can get excited about their potential and how they're growing, and as a parent supporting that, then kids are much more resilient and have much more fun.
I think you're right. Judy in Green Bay has a comment for us. Let's go there. Hi, Judy.
Well, hello. Okay, this is my take on it, and I'm a 65-year-old mother and grandmother now. When I was in high school, I think sports were wonderful, and it was good for you if you made the team. So if you're good at sports, it's really good for your mental health and the camaraderie and stuff like that. But if you're not good and you don't make the team, it's hard. And then what I saw with my kids, it was becoming even more competitive, and the tournament teams were starting to break into. You needed to do tournaments. You needed to be in the weight room all summer long. And then you maybe have the potential to make the team. And now one other caveat is I have a grandson who's 10, and is on a tournament team for basketball and baseball. And if you're not on one of those tournament teams, as you move to where you're going to try out for a team, you don't make the team. So, yes, if you make the team, it's wonderful. But if you don't, there's a whole nother mental letdown. So I just want your take on that. Like, things have become so competitive. And the sports world, just to say one other thing, it has become, when I was in high school, you could do all kinds of sports. Now it's almost like you almost have to pick and choose because of all this other commitment to be in the gym, to be on these tournament teams. So just want your take on that.
Thanks a lot, Judy, for calling. Appreciate your call. Yeah, and that's something that I'm just thinking about. The sport my daughter was best at was volleyball, but she was involved in all these other sports, and you had to be on a club team, and just play volleyball, or you weren't going to be able on the high school team, for example.
Yeah, Larry, there's some truth to that, and I really appreciated Judy calling and raising that issue. We know that it's important for children to be exposed to different sports throughout the year, especially early on. If they overly focus exclusively on a single sport, there may be an increased risk of injury. So certainly at an early age, having that exposure, but then as children age, there is this sense of to really get on the team, like a high school team, I do need to focus exclusively on that sport, and I need to invest a lot of time and energy to be on a club team or a travel team. And not every family has that available, the resources, the time to do that. And so children may not make the team that they hoped for. And that's a parenting moment. You know, again, when we think about the goal is to have children doing sports, being active, and they at times might not make the team, and that can feel kind of devastating. I know that happened to me my freshman year in high school. I didn't make the JV and ended up on the freshman team, and that was really hard. But again, think about the main goal, to keep your child active, loving sports, loving being an athlete. So maybe that's a time to pivot to another sport, or maybe they're on a lesser ability team, that maybe they're not making varsity, but they're on JV or they're in a different club. There are lots of different options for children. And then figuring out what the child is still enjoying, because sometimes we feel like I have to do this because I've been doing it, but maybe it's time to learn a new sport that you haven't done before and focus there.
One of the sports I like a lot is cross country, because with cross country, everybody gets to run. You can go out for, and at most schools, you go out for cross country, and then the top, whatever it is, four, whatever runners from the team, their score is the score that counts for the team, but everybody gets to run.
I think that's so great, right? That's just one example of a sport and a team that you can make. And maybe they won't be the top four, but they're still part of the team. They're still having the benefit of exercise, of supporting one another, of working towards a similar goal. And again, keeping that focus on having fun and being active versus having to be the best or winning.
Carter in Ashland emailed us. It says it seems like kids these days are getting participation medals instead of actually earning reward for their effort. He wonders what you think about that.
I think especially at a younger age, that's awesome that each child can feel good about the fact that they showed up, they tried, they participated. Certainly as a child goes into high school, probably there's more focus on stats or scoring. But certainly at a younger age, and for coaches also to praise that effort and the participation, and trying to get each child equal chance at play can really help build child's sense of self, their self-esteem, and their capacity to develop skills and succeed in different areas with sports. And then, again, that translates to other areas of life.
So for parents or grandparents, you know, you look at your child or your grandchild, and they're spending a lot of time on their whatever, their phone probably. How do you encourage connection on teams, social connections on teams?
Yeah, you might sit down with your child or grandchild and talk with them. You know, we are at the start of the school year, but it is only October, so there are a lot of sports coming up this year and even this summer. And say, let's pick something you'd like to do, and what would that look like? Maybe a grandparent might pay for it as a way to help support the family. Or, again, there are more economical options, a variety of different teams out there. And then, obviously, a middle school team or a high school team might be an option. And encourage them to just try. And I always say, you know, just try. Go to tryouts. See how it feels. Give it a month. You know, you can always quit, but try. And sometimes kids quit too soon, and I think it can be encouraging to have them stick with it for a while. And then from the social aspect, maybe pick a sport or a team where they have some friends doing it, or they have the opportunity to make some new friends that they would be excited about. And I just wanted to highlight one last benefit, and that is just improved academic performance. And the research is really striking that participation in youth sports is linked with higher levels of academic achievement and creativity. It helps improve qualities like critical thinking and determination. When you think about it, sports really require memorization, repetition, and learning, and that can directly be relevant to classwork. And also, you know, with sports, you have to set goals and work towards them, and that can help lead a child to overall achievement in school and more likely to actually go to college. So sometimes kids say, I don't have time, but actually I would say work expands to fill the time available, and sometimes participation in a sport then can help children focus when they get home, do the schoolwork, and do better overall.
Yeah, I think it helps, or at least in my daughter's, Emily's case, it helped her. She was the most organized person. She had this schedule of things that she did every day that, like, went from, you know, the time she was in school until after practices, whatever sport it was, and 6 o'clock or so, she's home, would eat dinner, and then study. And to her home. But she laid it out, and I think sports helps a person become more organized.
Absolutely. You know, the organizational abilities you cultivate through learning plays and having to enact them then can translate to being organized with your schoolwork and managing deadlines and even just managing pressure. There is a lot of pressure in sports, you know, that critical moment in the game or coming back from a loss, or even just the last few minutes of a game and hunkering down and making sure you're getting done what needs to get done. That just helps children learn those skills for life, to manage pressure in other areas, like a test, studying and doing well on a test.
So, you know, there are some children, I think, who just develop what I would consider to be an unhealthy relationship with sports, from the standpoint, the opposite of trying to get them to do something is that they want to do something and they want to do it all the time, and to the detriment of other things in their life. And I'm wondering, yeah, as a parent, or a grandparent, how do you help the child deal with that?
Larry, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I certainly see that in my practice. Teens will come in and there's so much pressure. The parents have invested so much in their sport and they start to crack. They're no longer enjoying it, or they're really hard on themselves, and they kind of lose touch with the main purpose. And the reality is that most teen athletes aren't going to go on to collegiate athletics, or aren't going to go on to being professional athletes or Olympic athletes. And so trying to right-size the expectation and pressure. And sometimes parents can almost overly invest in their child's success, that if the child succeeds, they feel like they succeed. And that just puts a lot of pressure on the child. So just to kind of reiterate some points, that especially at a young age, and exposing children to multiple sports, as a child is aging and maybe they do, like a high schooler wants to specialize in one sport, like your daughter with golf, for example, then it's important to make sure that child's diversified in other things outside of sports, like clubs, like maybe a musical instrument. Maybe it's a specific talent they're cultivating, like writing. Because we're all vulnerable, especially kids are vulnerable, if too much of their identity is tied up in one thing. So if all their identity is tied up in their sport and that gets taken away, like they're injured or they get benched, then that child's sense of self and self-esteem crumbles. So it's good to have a wider base, so to speak, of lots of different things that make up who that child is. And as a parent, yeah, you want to encourage, again, the effort, and not so much the outcome, but the effort, trying hard in their sport, but also make sure you're equally attending to other aspects that make up your child. Again, that will provide a firm basis for the child to develop along their life.
Probably a lot of people like myself who have coached younger kids in a variety of sports. Any tips as in the last minute or so here that you would give to those of us who have had to coach?
Great. To be positive, kids thrive with positive reinforcement, acknowledgement of what they're doing. Kids are already going to be hard on themselves if they make a mistake. So instead, focus on problem solving, what they can do differently in their behavior. But, you know, encourage them and just be supportive that, yeah, they made a mistake, but you believe in them, and through some more practice, they can get better. And it's, on some level, not even that big of a deal, right? We're not winning or losing, ending, I don't know, like some catastrophe. Yeah, the world isn't going to shut down if a junior high wins or loses. So trying to put it in perspective and just to be kind. I, again, see a lot of teens in my practice really struggling with harsh criticism from their coach. So remember, those words matter. They count. Kids hear you. So choose words of encouragement and kindness and care. And that's actually going to create a really healthy team and build athletes for life.
Always a pleasure, Shyla. Thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. We'll look forward to your next visit.
Oh, I look forward to it. And thanks for taking the time to talk about this important topic.
Dr. Shyla Merguain, distinguished psychologist in the Department of Orthopedics and Rehabilitation at the UW-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health. Coming up, we're going to take a look at hearing aids with our next guest. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network.